All righty then. Joining us in the studio from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, we have Kelly and Ben and Obsidian. Obsidian, why don't you say a couple of words?
Yes, Obsidian.
She won't stop talking.
Yeah. Now look, you got all nervous.
Now she's not going to say anything.
She's a pug.
She's black and brown, and she is a spayed female. She came into us as a stray from the county, and she is ready for adoption at the shelter. She's very dog social, and she has a play style that we term gentle and dainty. And what that means is that she likes to play with other dogs who are also gentle and dainty. But she's adorable, and she's a shelter hero.
Gentle and dainty.
Yes.
And that sounds like an antiquated way of saying something else a long time ago.
Well, she could be a Southern Belle. Doesn't she look like a Southern Belle?
She actually does.
Yeah,
I've seen one that looked like that.
Maybe a Southern Belle that maybe had too much smoking in her past.
I don't know.
With that throat thing. No, the pugs are like that. They have the snouts are a little bit smaller, and so they do have a heavy breathing like that, which some people find adorable. And some people... that's noisy.
It's cute. It's so cute little tail.
Yeah, it's a very cute dog. And we have a lot of cute dogs at the shelter today and every day. And what Kelly was alluding to about playgroups is that all our dogs, in addition to getting a couple walks with the volunteers every day, they also go into playgroups. And we divide the group dogs into different styles of play. And dainty and what was
gentle and dainty.
Yeah,
is
a little
fine.
Smaller dogs.
And then we also have rough and rowdy. Those that's normally the larger dogs. And then we have shy. And then we have a group where they're particular, and that means that they do like dogs, but only certain ones.
It's really kind of a fun thing to see watching these dogs play and just going crazy
they
like dogs
it.
Should. And it really helps to, you know, it's just. It really enriching their lives at the shelter while they're waiting for their new families.
Yeah, that's right. And since we started doing play groups, we have had to increase their meals because they eat more now and they're much more calm in the kennels and they sleep more because we really let them get out their energy.
Oh, that's a good thing to do.
As you know from Cash.
Yes, I do know that.
A tired cat is a happy cat, right?
They won't bite you then. Okay, now I have to say, this morning I was reading the newspaper and it was like my worst nightmare. And then I saw your name in the article, Ben, about the woman who was driving her pickup truck and it stalled and she pulls over and a guy comes to help her and opens up the hood of
and
her
surprise.
Car and there's a python under the hood.
An 8-foot python, wasn't it?
It was 7 feet.
Seven
and,
feet.
You know, this was the sweetest girl that you've ever seen in your life. There you go. I'm showing Honey some photos of the python. And actually, we're still looking for the owner. We thought we had an owner this morning. He came in. No, he has a different snake that's lost in Santa Fe.
There's another python
yes,
out on the loose?
Off Airport Road, yeah.
So check your engine.
Okay, how could you not know that your python is missing?
Well, it's hard to say, but they're very clever about getting out of their enclosures. And so you always have to check with them. I think these people, for example, they were saying that they have a lot of exotics and they leave their window open and maybe they, you know...
Wait, are they on this end of town?
They are.
Oh, good.
Well, and last week we had a giant African turtle
that
was loose. But the city animal control found the owner and returned it. But they get loose because they plow through fences. And they're apparently very strong, and they just keep pushing and pushing until they break through.
A couple summers ago, we had a wild pet hog that was running down the road. That we actually, a European a hog that somebody had... Yeah, it burrowed through the fence. And
Ellie Mae was wondering what happened to her little pet
exactly.
hog.
Exactly. They found it. It was a very cute thing to reconnect those people with their pet hog.
Regardless of what those pets are.
You know, I'm just old-fashioned, very vanilla. I like dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats.
Maybe dogs. I mean, dogs is
well,
exotic.
I know that you have a little bit of a phobia with snakes. But you would have really loved the snake. And I would encourage you to come by and say hi to it at the shelter. But it is everybody. It must have been around 20 people yesterday. A lot of journalists came by, and they also had phobias, and they let the snake crawl all over them, slither all over them, and it was fun. It was a good thing, and we hope we find the owner because you know we're not really. You know, we're equipped to handle the snakes, but this is a big guy who needs to be himself.
Yeah.
And he's
yes.
very happy. She's very happy. We think it's a she. It's about 20 pounds, seven feet long.
Wow.
And call the shelter if you're missing your snake, 983-4309, extension 606.
Yeah, it's easy to miss a python. That's
really
for sure. Well, so what are you guys doing this weekend? Are you going to be out and about?
You know, here's something fun that I'm sure you'd love. On Saturday, we're going to be at one of our resale stores. Look What the Cat Dragged In To. That's across from, it's on Cordova Road, 541 West Cordova, right across from that Coronado Shopping Center. And we are having a pet adoption event there, dogs and cats, kitties, and all kinds of things from 11 to 4. And it's a great opportunity for people to go in, take a look at all the great stuff we have on sale there, a lot of great treasures and things like that. And everything supports the shelter. So shop, adopt, fall in love. That's what we like to say.
I like that.
Shop and adopt. Yeah. And then on Sunday, we'll be at PetSmart, basically our regular area, from usually 11 to 4 as well. So please come down, and if you can't come to the shelter, either go to our Look What the Cat Dragged Into or the shelter itself, 100 Caja del Rio Road. Or, you know, you can always look on the website at sfhumanesociety.org. Find the dog or cat or kitten or gecko or snake of your dreams and come and visit.
And as you said, there's still lots of kitties, right?
Oh, still lots of kitties.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I got to tell my little... Diddy is, which is double your pleasure, double your fun. Adopt two kittens for the price of one.
Oh, how cute.
I love that.
We're so smitten with kittens that we are doing an adoption special, 2 for 1. So, and you know, kitten season is still going on strong, and we've actually adopted a lot of kittens, but there's still more coming down through the pipeline.
We have a ton of kittens out in foster still that were babies, and then we don't spay and neuter them till they're 8 weeks old. Mm-hmm. So they stay in people's homes until then, and then they come to the shelter. And our kitten season really runs till Thanksgiving.
Wow, so that's a long time.
Kittens. The special won't last that long.
No,
right now we have a lot of kittens, but as Dylan, our adoptions manager, was saying that he adopted out, the counselors adopted out 15 kittens in like 2 days, and that was really awesome.
That's great.
So it's nice to get homes for those animals, and everybody needs at least 2 kittens, right?
They need to have a friend to play with.
Other people do, yes.
So I want to tell you this pug, Obsidian, she's a great dog, and pugs like this don't last long at the shelter, so if people are interested, they should come down right away.
Today,
she's super cute.
They can.
Yeah, today. And you'll be able to see a picture of Obsidian in just a little bit on SantaFe.com. And, of course, always at SFHumaneSociety.org and your Facebook page.
Yes, and I already posted a photo of her this right 5 minutes ago.
Aw.
So it's very exciting. So.
Well, great to see you both.
Thank you.
Obsidian. I hope you go to a good home today. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Ben and Kelly from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And that is going to do it for me. Michelle is up next. Have a super swell weekend.